Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. We have here in the studio Agriculture Marketing Service Administrator Ann Alonzo, and she's going to be talking about the 2014 AMS grants as well as the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, or NIFA, grants that have just come out. We have an opening statement from our Administrator, Ann Alonzo.
Hello. Thank you, Susan. Just a few minutes ago, USDA Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced in Richmond, Virginia, that USDA is awarding over $52 million in new Farm Bill funding to expand the local, regional, and organic food sectors via five grant programs. He's at the State Fair of Virginia, and so he made that announcement. And this sector is just so popular. There's a lot of public interest. There's a huge consumer demand for locally produced food, and it's strong and it's growing. Folks want to know where their food is coming from, and so as the sector matures, we see the importance of supporting our farmers and ranchers who are positioning their businesses to meet new demands across the local food supply chain. So each year, AMS grants awards that provide support to rural America and the nation's farmers and ranchers. In fact, Secretary Vilsack has identified strengthening local food systems as one of the four pillars of USDA's commitment to rural economic development. So let me just go generally through the grants that were announced today. My agency, AMS, is providing over $27 million via three competitive grants through what's known as the Farmers Market Promotion Program, or FMPP, the Local Food Marketing Promotion Program, known as LFPP, and these two grants are designed to connect farmers with high-volume buyers like grocery stores and institutions and restaurants, and a smaller grant known as FISMIP, I will also touch on. So just briefly, big picture, the FMPP, the Farmers Market Promotion Grants, will provide $14.4 million for 183 projects for marketing and promotion activities for farmers markets, community-supported agriculture, and other direct producer-to-consumer outlets for local food. The local food Marketing Promotion Program, LFPP, include $12.8 million for 191 projects in marketing and promotion activities, and these looked at local food enterprises, including food hubs, aggregation businesses, local food processors, farm-to-institution activities, and other efforts. And these grants are new under the Farm Bill. We're also awarding over $1 million in matching federal state marketing improvement program grants to state departments of agriculture and state colleges and universities. And we're funding 17 projects in 13 states under what's called FISMIP. So we also have our sister agency, the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, NIFA, through its Community Food Project, is awarding $4.8 million in grants to fund 22 projects in 16 states. And these grants are primarily designed to bring together a wide range of food system experts to share their knowledge and their skills and to develop innovative solutions to the nation's food and hunger problems. NIFA also is awarding more than $19 million in grants to help producers and processors who have already adopted organic standards and to market high-quality organic agricultural products under their Organic Research and Extension Initiative known as ORIA. Just to give you some quick examples of the grants we're awarding, I want to turn to some of the AMS grants. Of course, these are under my auspices, so I feel comfortable, and I'd like to focus in on the Farmers Market and Local Food Promotion Programs. These grants total 374. Again, 183 Farmers Market and 191 Local Food Grants. And basically, they're designed to provide our farmers and ranchers with tools to reach the consumers, to improve ties between urban and rural communities, and help the growing consumer demand for locally and regionally produced food. And so let me just touch on three grants that I think are interesting and perhaps illustrative of the grants that are being awarded. One of them, and it's a tongue teaser, Promotores Unidas para Educación Nacional de Tecnológicas Sostenibles, called Puentes, is from Stockton, California, will use its $62,000 grant to expand the appeal and capacity of the Stockton Harvest Community Supported Agriculture Program through an advertising campaign and by adding a farm stand. And very interesting grant. We now move to Jackson, Mississippi. The Soul City Hospitality will use its $100,000 grant to open a new regional food hub within a former produce distribution facility. And they plan to develop a pilot program for aggregating, storing, and delivering locally grown food, and to measure the impact of the program on small and medium-sized farmers. And last of our three grants is in Sumter, South Carolina. SCF Organics Farms will use its $85,000 grant to operate a new mobile farmers market to reach USDA Strike Force initiative zones. And those are defined as areas of persistent poverty and food deserts. They will also offer SNAP EBT, or electronic benefit transfer, redemption, and nutrition education demos. These three grants are just a small sampling, if you will. If folks, and we encourage you to peruse an area list of grantees that will be on our AMS website, and you can follow the links provided in the press release that you received to learn more about the couple hundred grants that we have announced. While I have the microphone, I just want to take a little bit of an opportunity to say that aside from the grant support, I want to share other exciting news around our support for local, regional, and organic food systems, and that goes to the information tools that we've developed. Presently, many of you may be aware, and we recently had a farmers market, a very popular farmers market week, and we have a national farmers market directory. This directory, in fact, receives over 2 million hits annually, and this directory provides information about the locations of farmers markets, directions, operating times, what's being offered, et cetera, et cetera. And so, very successful farmers market directory. So, building on the success, we recently launched three new local food directories to be helpful in terms of information to the public. And I'm happy to tell you that we are ahead of schedule. And so, all, you know, these additional three food directories will now be online. So, in total, we now have four. And so the Farmers Market Directory, Food Hubs Directory, Community Supported Agriculture, and On-Farm Markets. And what's nice about these directories is they're free, they're easy to use, and they're one-stop shops. And so we really encourage, and they have done a great job, that local food business owners to voluntarily list their details in the directories. That's a lot of information, I realize, and you can, of course, look in terms of all the details, but I just thought I'd take the opportunity to give you a, if you will, a broad brush understanding of what we did today. And just, you know, in conclusion, we're really confident that these historic USDA investments, which were made possible through the Farm Bill, in support of local food initiatives, will go a long way to provide farmers and ranchers with, you know, greater market opportunities and provide consumers with more choices to fresh, healthy food, and at the same time, create much-needed jobs in both rural and urban communities. So thank you, Susan.
Thank you.